USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gloves are off in Iowa from former vice president and 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden.
I mean, it's bizarre and it's damaging. And so I think he's genuinely a threat to our core values. And he's a threat to our standing in the world.
Meanwhile, President Trump was speaking to a crowd in Council Bluffs, Iowa, talking about ethanol-based fuel.
They impose radical restrictions on our farmers and ethanol producers, and they refuse to even allow talk of E15 during the busiest driving months of the year. And as you know, we took it from 8 months to 12 beautiful months. That's another big factor.
The NTSB is continuing to work to determine the cause of yesterday's helicopter crash in New York City. Air safety investigator Doug Brazy explained that there was not a helipad on top of the building where the helicopter crashed. The pilot died after the helicopter went down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
America's northern neighbor wants to lead the way in reducing pollution from plastics. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Prime Minister announcing that Canada will ban harmful single-use plastics as soon as 2021. PM Justin Trudeau says right now Canadians are on track to throw away an estimated $11 billion worth of plastic materials every year by 2030. He says by improving the way that country manages plastic waste, it can reduce 1.8 million tons of carbon pollution, generate billions of dollars in revenue, and create about 42,000 jobs. Trudeau saying that with the longest coastline in the world and a quarter of the world's fresh water, Canada has a unique responsibility to lead in reducing plastic pollution.
Excessive heat watches and warnings are in effect today through Thursday for parts of California and Arizona. Temperatures are expected to reach over 110 in Phoenix, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After abandoning his Wall Street career, Chris Arnotti began to document poverty and addiction in the Bronx. He began by interviewing and photographing and becoming close friends with homeless addicts and spent hours in drug dens and McDonald's. He then started driving across America to see how the rest of the country compared. He chronicles all this in his new book titled Dignity, Seeking Respect in Back Row America. He talks to Fox News more about some of the research he did for his book.
I went to what we call stigmatized neighborhoods, neighborhoods that are poor, neighborhoods that have a reputation for having crime. That led me to the South Bronx. And I went into one particular neighborhood, Hunts Point, where people told me not to go. And when immediately I got there, I realized what they had told me was wrong. It was a beautiful community.
Arnotti also says on Fox News, if you really want to see what America is like, you should check out a McDonald's.
People stigmatize McDonald's. They look down on it. But what I found, and I used to be that person, but over the last 7 years, because I've been spending my time with people who are often living at the margins of society, I found McDonald's was a place that really welcomed people. People who generally don't get welcomed by polite society, you know, people who would otherwise be kicked off of college campuses, people, you know, who are suffering from an addiction, people who might be homeless, they can go into McDonald's and they can find a moment of peace. They can be left alone. They can get the Wi-Fi, you know, use their computer, and also find other friends to talk to.
Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.